Blog Talk Radio.
And loved by you, you won't let go home.
It's hard truth and ridiculous grace to be known, fully known and loved by you. I'm fully known and loved by you. So unusual, well, it's frightening. I'm fully known and loved by you.
I love the way you love me. together we say, unconditionally, unconditionally.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Prolific Fire. Thank you for taking the time to join us on tonight. I'm your humble host, Prophetess Stacy, but I'm not the speaker for tonight. Oh, no, no, no. The woman of faith herself, Prophetess Pate, is in the house, and she will be giving us a lesson on faith tonight. So if you need your faith boosted, faith in any area, because really everything has to do with faith. So if you're struggling with faith in any area, this message tonight is for you, so listen up. Listen up, take notes, because I'm going to take notes and really get into this word on tonight. Thank you, everybody, for joining. The first song that I played for tonight to open the service up was Known by Tarin Wells. I played it twice, Known by Tarin Wells. And then I played I Love the Way You Love Me by Ja'Kalyn Carr. With that being said, everybody, the next voice you hear will be Dana Prophetess Pate. Prophetess Pate, you're on the air.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Prolific Fire on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for you all that tuning in on tonight. Those that's on the phone line, those that may be listening by airways, those that may be listening by Block Talk Radio, those may be listening on later. And I thank and praise God for you all tonight. I thank and praise God for allowing me to come back on again to be able to share with you all what God has really given me, what God has, the word he has really put in my heart. I want to thank and praise God. And I thank and praise God because the word is truly a blessing, and the word really blessed me when I was reading it. So I thank and praise God for his word on tonight. And I want to thank and praise Prophet Stacy for allowing me to want to be able to speak on tonight, to allow me to share with you all. Yes, I'm a woman of faith. Yes, I'm a woman of trust. I trust God. But tonight, I thank and praise God. I'm not going to talk much on faith. Faith may be in it, but it's not going to be all about faith. But it's going to be where the Word of God is letting us truly know on tonight who the Word is all about. The Word is all about Jesus Christ, and I thank and praise God for him. If it was not been for him, neither of us would be where we are today. So now we're going to pray, and I'm going to share what God has put on my heart to be able to give to you all. And so, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you on tonight, God. I thank you, God. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord God. I ask that if there's any sin that I committed today or may omitted or committed today, Lord, I ask that you will forgive us for all of those things, God. Lord God, that forgive us, God, and Lord, now, Lord God, as I come on, Lord God, to be able to minister to them tonight, I ask that you will set me down, and Lord, you let your Holy Spirit, Lord, come in me. And Heavenly Father, I thank you for all of those, God. Hope that this word will go out and it will do what your word sent it, what you sent it out to do. Father God, I ask you to look upon everyone, touch everybody, God, from the sound of my voice. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I thank you. In Jesus' name, I'll pray. Amen. Amen. And thank you, Lord, for his goodness and his grace. I want to thank and praise God on tonight. And I want to let you all know that God's word is so true. And his word do not, his word is a lamp. I thank and praise God for his word on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for being all that he will forever will be. So, saying that to say this right here, God want me to let y'all know that he loves us. God loves us. And the love that he has for us is not love that man gives us. His word, the word of God, God says he loves us. God loves us so much. And his word is tonight, Jesus loves you no matter where you are. So I want to let you all know, wherever you are tonight or wherever you may be tomorrow or whatever your circumstances may be or whatever the enemy may be saying to you, God want to let you know he loves us so much. He loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son. And I thank and praise God on tonight. Y'all, when I was reading, and I thank and praise God, this is good. It feels like the Lord has is taking me back to when I first got saved. When I got into the Word, when God began to show me how he cared for me and how he loved me. And the first word, the first chapter that I ever can remember, it's when the Word of God say that in John 3:16, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. For whosoever shall believe, the Word of God, believe in him shall have everlasting life. God wants us to know that he loves us just that much. And on the scripture that I will expound on today, and that scripture that I found on today come out of, I think it praise God, it came out of Luke 23:46. And it's talking about how Jesus, maybe y'all want to write it down and read it later. And the Word of God was saying, hold on a minute, because I try to make it my best to try to read some. But I thank and praise God for his word on tonight, because it is so forever true. But I thank and praise God, even that, want to let you all know, excuse me, that God is here for us no matter what. In verse 46, it said, and when Jesus had cried, when he cried out with a loud voice, he said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Having said this, he breathed his last breath. The Word of God say he breathed his last breath. He took his last breath for you. He took his last breath for me. That's coming out of the New Living Translation Bible. And I thank and praise God for it. One passage of scripture say the Word of God is the same verse, but different meaning, but it all means the same. So when he dropped his head and his eyes began to close and say death took over him. And I thank and praise God that he didn't die for nothing. He didn't die for nothing. He paid the price for you and I. And if God paid the price for me and paid it for you, he died. He took his last breath for us. And then let me know that God wants us to live for him and be able to take our last breath for him. And that may seem scary. But certain people, a lot of people, I have read many stories, I have heard many stories about how people were serving God and they begin to even get killed before cause of God's sake. But I want to let you all know God took his last breath that we can be saved. He took his last breath that we could be free of sin, that we could be free of the things, of the dark places. The Word of God in Psalm 91 say, all the ruler in the darkness at night. God breathed his last breath for you and I. And the Word of God tell us that. He tell us also, even when they was after him, and Jesus knew, the Word of God say he knew that they was after him. Say he left. And he went off by himself. He ministered, and he left and went off by himself. And he began to pray. He knew that it was going to be his last time. He knew that he wasn't going to be on the earth. He knew it was his time to go. So he began to talk to his Father, with his God, and he began to tell God to stretch out his hand. He began to tell God to allow his Spirit to come in his hand. And God began to leave, that Spirit began to leave his body on the cross. He was on the cross. They nailed him to the cross. He took stripes. They even pinched him in the side. They even spit on him. Every scar that he took, every nail that they hit that was in his hand, it was because of you and me. He paid the price. He did it all for you and me. He did all of that for you and me. And when God lets me know, a lot of times we sin, and we don't even go and say, God, forgive me. We don't even say, Lord, forgive me, for I have sinned against you. Father, forgive me. We go on and we sin, and we hurt God, and we say, we use his name in vain. We take his name out of context. We take his name and we use it to our ability to try to get over on people. And I thank and praise God. Excuse me. I thank and praise God. We even take God's word and we use it when things are going bad, when it is going good. God say trust him. Yes, trust him in everything that we do. But some people just take God's word. And we just use the Holy Spirit like it's nothing. But the word of God says his grace will run out. And don't let his grace run out for you. Trust, love on God like he loved you. Give God your heart like he gave his heart for you. Give God your soul, your spirit, your mind like he gave it for you. It said he took his last breath. And when he took his last breath, and the one passage said, he gave up the ghost, which means he gave up the Holy Spirit so we can be saved. And the Holy Spirit comes in, and it teaches us how to love, and it teaches us how to obey, and it teaches us how to be able to, it teaches us how to have patience, how to have be meek and humble. It teaches us how to do these things. Without God's Holy Spirit, we're not going to make it. So I pray tonight that you all will trust God, love on him, grab hold to him. God is all we have in this earth. It's so much evil, so much hatred, so much jealousy, so much envy, so much iniquity. So many spirits are out there, and we don't love like we should. God's word is love. For the word of God tells us that his word is love. In 1 John, he let us know that he loves us. And he tells us that he loves us that to the point where if we love him, we're supposed to have that same love. He said, how can we love one another? And our sister, and we turn our back on our sister and brother. The word of God tell me, how can you say you love me and you don't love my sister or your sister and your brother that walk with you daily? You don't love God. God's word is not hate. God's word is love. He loves us so much that the enemy that he allowed the enemy to take his life so that he can give us his life. And his life was love. His life was eternal life. You giving God, the word of God said that you come to him, seek his face, and you come to him. He said, if you believe in your heart that he is the Savior, that he is God, that he is Jesus, then we can be saved. And I thank and praise God for letting me know all I had to do is to say that I believe there is God. Jesus. I believe there is a God, and I trust that God is going to take care of me. That's all I had to do is take the preacher's hand, and I was in Baptist churches. They tell you when you're in a Baptist church, you come up and you get a preacher in your hand. And when you get a preacher in your hand, they ask you what you want to do. You come as Christian in spirit, or you come to be baptized, or you come to the word of God is telling me. I can't remember the other, but it's so many things that they tell you. And then, are you coming to be saved? Do you believe the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Yes. That was my answer, yes, because I knew that I didn't make myself, and I knew I didn't wake myself up this morning, and I knew that I didn't make myself move. I couldn't see, I couldn't hear, I couldn't do all those things without God. When things come up, God able to step in. God will step in for us, even when the enemy tried to take him out. The enemy even lied on him. And even the ones that walked with him daily, that's supposed to been close to him, some of them even gave up on him. They even doubted him. They even backbited. He know what it is to backbite. He know what it is to be jealous. He know what it is to scorn. He know what it is to be hypocritical. He know what it is, because everything that we go through here on this earth, God experienced it when he walked the earth. And the word of God let us know. And he came up, what could he do to end this? And his thing was to give his life so that we can have life. And if I got life in Jesus and I want to live for him, I don't want to have a life down here on earth and with the devil and knowing I'm going to a devil hell. And then when I can have life here on this earth and live for Jesus, and I can die and go to heaven, that place that he got prepared for me. God loves us, you guys. And God's love never fails. We mess up so many times. We lie. We say words that we shouldn't say. We doubt God. We even do the wrong things and do crooked stuff and do hidden things and thinking nobody don't even see it. But God yet forgive us for all of those things. We even have our heart hard. Ooh, our mind. And we even say we don't like a certain person. We even do things that God is not pleased with. We lay with somebody that's not our husband. We lay with somebody that's not our wife. We lay with somebody that we're not even married to. The same thing. And God don't like it, because his word tells us to keep his commandment. And his commandment is, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. First commandment is love. God tells us to love one another as you do yourself. You know you love yourself. If you love yourself, then you should be able to love somebody else. You're not going to hate yourself. Well, I'm going to put it like this. I love me. And I want to try to do all I can to make me look good, to please me. Don't you know, Heaven, if God want us to be like that towards our sisters and our brothers, although some of us got to work on them. Because some people, it's hard to love. And it is, it's hard to love. But God still say love them. And the word of God, don't make a mistake. He loved us so that he even gave us life. He took His own life went on. He didn't take his life, but he gave up his life so that we can have life. And I look at that word life, and it's just a joy all by itself. Because when a baby is born, it comes into the world. It's the most beautiful thing. Yes, you have to go through sickness. Yes, you have to go through pain. Yes, you have to go through pushing and yes, you have to go through, but once everything is over with, you will see, oh, great joy, what God brought into the life, into the earth. And just to know that that was beautiful. God is beautiful as well because he gave his life for you and me. You all, let's love on God. Let's give God what's due to him. All he wants is love. All he wants is what he gave you. Give back to him what you gave, what he gave you. No matter what circumstance we may be in, God still loves us. You may be at your last dime, but God still loves you. He's still going to make a way for you. You may be at the point of giving up, but God said he loves you. Just hold on, my child. Hold on, my daughter. Hold on, my son. He's right there, and he sees you for who you are. No matter what you've done, no matter what you said, he still loves you. All you got to do is come on in and open up your heart to him. And I thank and praise God for loving me. He didn't have to love me, but he did. And God don't care about what car you drive or what house you stay in. He don't care about what church you belong to. Just have open up your heart and let him in. Just open up your heart and let him into your heart. And just receive him. Sometimes we say, well, prophets say it's hard to love because I don't know how to love. God is so easy. Tell God to put love in your heart. You've been done wrong for so long. You've been pushed aside and you've been pushed down and pushed over and you've been slandered. But that's okay. God still loves you. And he will give you room to open up your heart to love somebody that mistreats you. God's word is love. I can tell y'all a lot of hurtful things tonight, but you know what? That's besides the point. I still love everyone that hurt me. I still love them. Everyone that talked about me, I love them. And everyone that misdoubt me and mistreat God, I still love them. God wants us to love him. Love him with your whole heart, soul, mind, and body. Give God what he gives to you, love. And you may say, well, I can't love like God loves. And no, we can't, because God loves. The word of God says his love is greater than all men. God love don't fail us. God love don't hurt us. God love and God with love is not jealous. His love is right there. When we need him the most, he loves us. He wraps his arms around us at night, in the wee hours of the night, when we feel like nobody cares, nobody don't see me, God. Lord, I'm left all alone and don't know which way to turn. I thank and praise God for his love. He still loves us. No matter what word come out of somebody's mouth, God still loves us. He just shakes us and makes us over and over again. And I thank God for his love. And I want to let you all know tonight, if that's you, maybe feeling down and may feel discouraged and may feel like the weight of the world is on your shoulder, I want to introduce you to Jesus, to let him take over your heart. Let him take over your mind. Let him take over your thoughts. Give it to him. Give it to him, no matter what somebody said or what somebody did, no matter what's going on your job, in the school, in your workplace, with your boss, with your supervisor, no matter what's going on, God still loves you. He loves us unconditional. He loves us. His grace and his mercy is sufficient to all of those that want him. What I love about God, he don't force himself on you. It's a free will. You can be saved. You can love God. You can come to him, and you don't have to. You can stay out there in the world. But I want to let you know, the world can offer you nothing but trouble. But God can offer you grace. God can offer you greater things. Greater things. God can offer you things that the enemy can't. The enemy can give it, but it also, it don't last. I want everlasting love. I want that love will never fail me. And I want to thank and praise God on tonight because he loved me and he loved you. You ought to thank God that he loved you because he got you out of a situation the enemy thought he had you, but God brought you out of that situation. You ought to be giving God some praise and thanks. You may be the Lord, you didn't have no, you were stuck on the side of the road, but God allowed someone to come and help you, and they didn't harm you and begin to get you off of the side of the road. You ought to thank God for being a shield and buckling over your life. The devil may plan to take you out, but God put his hand, sent forth his death angels and covered you. He covered you that will not have you all to give God some praise. And he loved you, some love. God loved you. God done mighty and miraculous things in our life. God healed you from cancer. God healed you from that abusive relationship. God healed you from that alcohol, that drug. He healed you in the mighty name of Jesus. So let's give God glory. Let's give God praise. Let's give him thanks. God loves us. No matter where we at, in our weakest moment, he loves us. When we don't feel like nothing, he make us something. When we may be low, he pull us up and make us stronger. When we may be torn down, he build us up again. And sometimes we may be pushed around and knocked down, but God always pull you back up again. Thank and praise God, y'all, for being that he loves you. God loves you and nobody do. Nobody else loves you. God loves you. And I want to let you all know tonight to continue to trust God like never before. If you don't know him, get him. If you don't know God, you get God. You get and you receive him like never before because he's soon to come. And I thank and praise God for allowing me to be able to speak on tonight. And I thank and praise God for the word that he began to put in my heart to let you all know that God is love. God is love and the devil is not. And I want to thank and praise God. I thank and praise God that we could be sitting around and we could be not sitting around and we could be lost. But God found us. He found us, and he touched our life. We was ordained, even in our mother's womb, God ordained those. The word of God said he loved those that he chastised those that he loved. He loved those in the streets. He loved you. I don't care what you're out there doing. I don't care what crack house or what alcohol or what you may turn a trick with somebody or you may be sleeping around with somebody not yours. He still loves you. The word of God says he's married to you, but he just wants you to receive him. Open up and let him come in. Just say, God, forgive me. He said he loves you. He loves a repentant heart. Give your heart to God like never before. Let God love on you. Let God lead you and guide you. Let God walk with you. Let God minister to you. Let God feed you in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank and praise God on tonight. And I want to thank and praise God for Prophet Stacy, how she allowed me to be able to come on tonight. And I want to let you all know that includes my message on tonight. God love us. No matter what situation that we're in, he loves us. God made us just the way we are. I don't care what you was born with or who you was born to, But one thing I learned in life is God loved me. I'm different from what I was born into. And I thank and praise God for bringing me into my mother's womb and making me and molding me to be who he wants me to be. So as of tonight, I want to thank and praise God for you all that tune in on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for everything. And before I turn it back over to Prophet Stacy, I want to let you all know to tune in on Faith on the Line on Friday. I thank and praise God we're going to have faith in it. It will be encouragement and prayer. And I want to let you all also know, go support my sister. We got children that's hungry, children that's needing a place to stay, children that, my sister is a child ambassador. She put these children out there on social media that you can take them and you can love on them. You may can't bring them in your home, but give to that. Give a donation to Philippic Fires. If you have sowed a seed, that seed is going to touch that child. And I know Prophet Stacy loves children. She's been, ever since I know her, she's been over this. She got so many kids that she loves children. And she loves to feed and help them. And guess what? God been blessing her. He's been blessing her soul. He's been blessing her. She don't have to even want for anything because she blessed God's children. He blessed her. And that's how he do. The word of God say, if you reap bountifully, you be blessed bountifully. If you reap, how the word is sparrow, you reap just what you sow. So whatever you reap, God will give it to you. Whatever you sow into these children, God's going to sow into you. I promise you, he's going to sow into your life, sow into a child. I did, and I've been sowing, and I've been thanking and praising God for him ever since. And I thank and praise God for him. And so it's a blessing. Not only that, would you bless the child, also the Lord will be able to bless you by blessing the child. And I know she didn't tell you to say all of that, but I'm the type of person I love to prompt and give honor to what honor do. And I like to help those that's in the need. And so it won't take a lot. Y'all just contact her. She'll tell y'all how to do it. And I'm going to turn it back over to her and join us back again on next Monday where she'll be bringing forth the word. And I know God has given her something. And I thank and praise God for it. So on tonight, I want to thank you all for listening. And I want you to take what I said and go and do what God, and love people, love God like never. So give them your heart. And I tell you, and God gave in the verses that God had given me to go to, I didn't read the other two verses, which is Acts 7 and 59. And I didn't read the other verse where God allowed me to give you all because they both, all of them, are saying the same thing, but they mean in a different words, but mean the same thing. And it show how God, and then will be John 19 and 30. And I thank and praise God for how he just hung up there on that cross and he died for you and me. And we treat him like he's nothing. And the things that we do and say, he didn't do that, but he still bowed his head. And he gave up the Holy Spirit so that you and I can have the Holy Spirit. So may God bless you all tonight until next time. I pray for you. I thank God for you. And I love you all. Prophet Stacy, I turn it back over to you.
May God be the glory. God is love and he loves you. If you don't take anything away from tonight's message, remember that he loves you. no matter where you are in your life right now, God loves you. And if you're somebody listening to the sound of our voice and you say, okay, that sounds good, but I don't know God. So if you're somebody that does not know God, but you are listening in, you are not listening in by accident. God wants to save you tonight. He wants to set you free and make you a part of his family. He created you, but until you receive him, he's not your father, but he wants to be your father, and he wants you to be his child. And if that's you listening to the sound of my voice, just repeat after me. We can take care of it tonight. Father God, I am a sinner, but I believe you sent me here tonight to get saved, to get myself right. I believe that Jesus is your son, and I receive him on tonight. Help me turn away from my past and my present, and to do things that will bring your name the glory. Help me to live out this newfound faith and be the person that you want me to be. In the words of Miss Gloria Copeland, take my life and do something with it. In the name of Jesus, amen. Tonight I see that there's no live prayer request, so I'm not going to even call for that. But if you need prayer anytime during the week, you can always contact me. Again, for those of you that don't know, my name is Prophetess Stacy. The speaker for tonight was Prophetess Pay, but I'm Prophetess Stacy. And you can contact me by calling or texting 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Or you can email Prophetess Stacy at prolificfire.com. That's Prophetess Stacy at prolificfire.com. That's a new email address that I'm going to start using. It's Prophetess Stacy at prolificfire.com. So if you need prayer or Bible-based consultation, call or text or email. Or perhaps you want to reach out to me on social media and you want to DM me or inbox me on social media. People do, and that's just fine. On Twitter, you can find me at Prolific Fire. On Instagram, at Prophetess Stacy. And like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. Also, Prophetess Pay mentioned sponsoring children. I've been sponsoring children for 22 years today. Glory to God. It's been a journey, and I've enjoyed every bit of it. Getting to know the children and watching them grow, watching them change, and seeing how much God can bless their life with a simple seed of $39. It's not a lot. And over the years, it's still just $39. So it's a blessing to be a part of their lives. If you want to reach out to a child that needs you, as I always say, a child in need needs you. So if you want to reach out to a child that needs you, you can go to my website, prolificfire.com. It will show you on there how to sponsor a child. Or you can contact me directly by using the number that I just gave out, which is 865-408-8690. I have three folders over here of children that need sponsors. I have a five-year-old little girl from Ethiopia. She's in need of a sponsor. She's so precious. I have another little girl from Cambodia. She's 5 years old. She's in need of a sponsor. And a little boy from Switzerland, and he's 5 years old as well. So if you want to reach out to a couple five-year-olds, maybe one five-year-old, or maybe two five-year-olds, or all of them, if you have that type of finances and you want to do it, even if you don't have that type of finances, and you still want to sacrifice for one child, give me a call. The number is 865-408-8690. And as Prophet Pate said, the Lord will bless you back, because he truly has been blessing my life. I got to admit, God has me spoiled. He truly has been blessing my life. And I know that he will bless you back 36 to 100 fold for blessing these children. The word of God says, what you do unto the least of these, you do unto me. So bless the least of these. Bless his children. I'm not asking for me. I'm asking for them. Bless them by contacting me about that. And be sure you didn't get your prayer request in tonight. If you don't want to contact me for prayer, that's okay. Just join us on Friday for Faith on the Line. would participate. Prayer will be going for. God always meets us there. So you can get your prayer request then on Monday when I bring forth the message on Monday. I won't announce a word yet for Monday. I'm going to wait till Friday to announce it, but there is a word for Monday. So join us back Friday and then again on Monday. Until then, everybody, be blessed. Have a good night.